And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeah, we're there.
Good evening, friend.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I got a stubbed toe.
Really?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
No.
I hate stubbed toes.
Stubbed toes never hurt.
Really? You're a man then. You're Superman.
Oh, let me tell you, I've stubbed my toe.
That's the only thing I think that worse than a stubbed toe is when you hit that inside ankle bone on something.
Oh. And it doesn't have to hit it hard, just got to clip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's, but stubbing and the pinky toe.
Yeah.
The big toe, huh? I will say, my last college soccer game, we were waiting for the game to start. So we were warming up still inside at the, in the bathroom or the locker room.
The bathroom.
Well, me and another guy were kicking a ball in the shower because, you know, we had, you know, it's just, for me, I'm antsy. I just want to be doing something. I can't just sit around. And so we're kicking a ball. And it's on tile and my cleat slips out from under me. My toe hit the shower.
Yeah, the shower, the
post,
the where toast where the 6 or 8 heads come out of.
Yes, yeah. So yeah. I hit that,
ooh.
And it kind of hurt. So I played the game. After the game, I could barely walk.
I bet
my toe was hurting so bad, and we ended up losing 4-3. It was a playoff game.
Because of your...
No. We ended up losing, but I probably scored the best goal of my life.
With that foot?
Oh, yeah. But it didn't bother me in the game. It didn't bother me at all. But after the game, you know,
it wasn't swelled up.
After the game, it was hurting.
Yeah.
And I was limping, and my coach is... You know, it's probably because you're giving people piggyback rides, and I didn't care. By that time, I was like, "Oh,
well, here's one for you." 1980, might have been 79. My last year of high school, I was pissed off at the guy I was working for, and a buddy of mine was entered in the steer wrestling at the high school rodeo finals up in Quincy. So we go. He goes, "You want to go?" And I go, "Yeah." So I cut out and went to Quincy with him for a few days. Well, it was really nice up there. We were running around one afternoon, playing in the water, that kind of thing. And I'm running like fast.
Okay, I pictured it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Kind of weird scene, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, everything jiggling around and kind of...
I wasn't even picture jiggling. I would just picture you...
The gait I had.
I was just picturing you running with a look of determination on your face.
Yeah. So, and we got tents all around. And I go running by this one.
You were
one
really tense?
No, we were tent camping.
Oh, okay.
So there were many tents.
So, like, past tense and future tense?
No. Like, camping tents.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got to clarify.
Yeah, it's fine. It's no problem.
This is your dream or your yeah. memory or whatever you want to call it.
And I slip in the water.
Was it a slip and slide?
No, it was just a lot of water on the grass.
So you weren't in the river or a lake? Or,
no.
Okay.
We were just running around in a big field, but we'd been using water and... ground was rather saturated, and I hit the water, and my feet go out from underneath me forward.
Okay.
Because I think I was turning, kind of trying to, I was going to avoid a tent, And I didn't.
Did you go through the tent?
No, because my right foot, the little toe next to the pinky.
Okay. The ring finger toe?
Yeah, the ring finger toe.
Okay.
Right into the tent stake. Buckled me up like. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't break my leg the way I buckled up. That hurt so bad. I couldn't put a shoe on for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. I could totally picture it.
Oh,
you painted a good picture.
It was
my
mean.
Foot's starting to hurt.
Oh,
man.
I've experienced some pain in my life. That was, at the time, was something else.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man.
Oh.
How did he do in his steer wrestling?
I think he took third. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, nice, great guy, really nice dude, you know.
Well,
so.
If he's friends with you, he's got to be.
Oh, sure.
That's how, if they're friends with you, they got to be cool. That's my philosophy.
Most of the guys that I got along with.
Didn't get along with anybody else?
No, were like me, very independent. I didn't care if you liked me or didn't like me. It didn't really matter to me. Hmm. You know, I was my own soul. Like, kind of like you are.
It hasn't changed.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody that I'm friends with is their own person. So, and I don't mean that in a,
derogatory manner.
Not derogatory or biologically. You know, I'm not trying to say, you're biologically your own person.
That's a good one.
But your mental state is an independent, free thinking.
You just called me mental. I got it. Yeah. You're mental.
You're the mentalist.
Yes.
How you doing, King Cal?
I'm Robert Q. If I woke up today with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
I love that line.
I do too. I'm doing all right. Yeah. Long day today.
Yeah, that's what it kind of sounded like it was going to be for you. I thought, oh man.
Yeah, I thought I'd get off at one time and then didn't happen. And then I thought I'd get off at another time and that didn't really happen either. And so then I got off really late and had to go eat.
And here you are.
And here I am.
At Vinyl Rhetoric.
This is at @Vinyl_Rhetoric. Vinyl Rhetoric or VinylRhetoric@gmail.com. Podbeam, Spreaker, Tuned In, FM app.
Really?
Overcast, Hotcast, Applecast, Castcast, Castbox, Box Hell, Box Man, Box Car.
Box Frogs.
Box of Rocks. So yeah, you find us anywhere.
I got a wheelbarrow full of rocks.
I got a wheelbarrow.
Oh, is it empty?
I hope. I don't know. It's probably empty with a flat tire, and I'd be expected to use it. Hello, we got to pump it up. Where's the pump? Not here. Okay, we've already danced this dance. Do you not remember? Yeah, fortunately, I don't think I need the wheelbarrow anytime soon.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Hey, you know, did I tell you about our big tree in the backyard?
Your big tree?
Yeah, the big tree.
The oak one or whatever?
The elm, yeah.
Elm, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an elm tree, and it's probably 110 years old. That's what an arborist had said a couple of years ago.
So it's probably 112?
He goes, it's definitely over 100 years old. So they only lived to about 150.
So it's been there for a while?
Yeah, it's been here ever since I bought the house.
Duh. You're just amazed with the... You really got a limb.
Master of the obvious strikes again.
Yes. I think you were going to say something about the 110-year-old tree.
Yeah. So it's the way it's trimmed from the power company makes it lopsided. And, you know, they don't do it for aesthetics. They just keep it off the lines. So Janine's been getting worried about it.
Tipping over?
Yeah.
Kind of like the...
Well, we've had a big limb fall.
The congressman that was afraid Guam was going to tip over?
Yeah,
Congressman Johnson from Atlanta in 2010.
Yeah,
look it up. Just look it up. Say, Congressman thinks Guam tips over. Just look it up. Yeah. You'll see it on YouTube and you'll go, no wonder our country's going to hell.
Yeah.
Proceed.
And so we called, she called the city and they said, well, that's not our, it's your tree. It's not our tree. And it's, we don't have anything to do with that. So she called MID and they said, they came out and looked and they go, well, you know, we just trimmed off the lines and stuff. And she said, okay, well, we got an estimate to have it removed.
You got an estimate? Or well, MID got an estimate?
No, we got an estimate.
All right.
To have it removed. It was like about 3,000. It's a big tree.
It is a big tree.
So before they could do any work, MID has to come out and trim it off the lines so nobody gets electrocuted and killed. No problem. And my wife says, if they're going to come out and do any trimming on it, the guy said, if you guys are going to take it out, we'll trim it back even further. You know, we'll do some extra work on it just so. Great, fantastic. And they show up and do the work while we were out. And they were supposed to call us. Okay, fine, no problem. My neighbor in the back on the alley, like, tell me they're going to take it out. Well, they're not here, and they're not telling us, so we can't do it, okay? We get home. He comes over. Yeah, the MID guys are here. What? So she calls him back. I can't believe that. You guys, da-da-da-da-da-da. In the meantime, the city, the day that we called them, they sent code enforcement over to my house, came down my alley, and said, you left us enough.
Clear the branches?
Yeah, you got to clear the branches at least 12 feet off the ground for the, like, the
garbage
people. Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. You have, like, 10 days to comply. Okay, fine. You vindictive
bastards.
I was going to say pricks, but, you know. I was trying to keep it. Yeah. So, okay. So my wife calls him back. And I think she just tore into this guy. And apparently if you tear into people, or I'm not sure how this happened, but a tree crew shows up today, comes to the door. Hey, we're going to take the tree out.
What?
Yeah, yeah. They're coming to take the tree out tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. He says it's probably a two-day job.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, wow, I like that. Really, that's a...
How much is it costing?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, MID's taking care of it. Well, she's like, you know, it's kind of hard to do this stuff when, you know, she's like, you know, I'm the wife. That's kind of not what I do. And my husband's in a wheelchair. And apparently, we don't know what happened, but they're like, yeah, we'll be here tomorrow morning. He goes, I can't do it today. It was like noon. And he goes, that's way too much tree for my crew to do it in an afternoon.
Wow.
So he goes, we're going to bring a second crew tomorrow. But they're leaving us all the wood.
Is that good?
Well, let's just say it's a 30, 35-foot tall tree.
Yeah. Where are you going to put it?
I don't know where they're going to put it. Probably on the ground in my backyard.
I thought you were going to say, bend over and I'll show you.
Well, I thought about that, but I didn't want to think about one of those.
You didn't want me to have splinters?
Well, you. I'm just thinking to myself, wow, that's really going to hurt. So.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
But, you know.
Yes, it would. Yeah. You see what I did there?
Man. Wow. The cow is on it tonight.
I feel rambunctious.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
I hope you have good music for a change. I could already, your face explains it all.
Actually, it's good music.
For you.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Oh, it's not good for you? It's not good at all?
Yeah. You know, I like it. I mean, it's just not my...
Okay, wait. It's not your cup of tea?
Nope.
Yet you're playing it.
Yeah.
I Okay.
Because basically I chose this one because I want you to be able to guess.
Okay, the last time we got together?
Yeah. You guessed?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. I recorded 5 more albums. So okay. I'm recording albums and then bringing them over. And I'm like, I can't wait to play this. So I know what I'm playing. I don't know the order, but I know, I'd say probably 6 out of 10, you'll know who they are.
Okay.
There's a couple that I don't know when I'm going to get to play them. They may be turkey worthy. One of them might be turkey worthy. I like it. I like it a lot. But it's you'll be going, why do you have this? It's just something I liked. It's up there with your Slim Pickens and his Hot Dickens.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, I've listened to this guy. I got his album.
Dan Whittle and his Bag of Spittle. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking
Dan
about.
Dan Licks and his Hot Chicks. Dan Licks his Hot Chicks. Whatever it is. However, whatever, 5 episodes ago, 6 episodes ago.
I mean, I know who this guy is.
Yay, you know who you're playing. Good job. Dude, every time I come here and I expect to hear wisdom from you, and then you don't cease to amaze.
Yeah.
I know who he is. Whoa, you make the bold statements.
Hey, I bet I got something in my collection I've never heard of before.
You have something in your collection you've never heard of?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I do too, and I know I got it from a collection that I picked up.
Right.
So there's stuff I look at it and I'm like, I'm afraid to play it, but you know what? I may just play it because, guess who it is? And I'll be listening for the first, I'll record. What I know, like I told you, recording. I've been doing other stuff while I record. And then I can end, done. So then it's all real quick, boom.
Yeah.
So I don't even listen to the songs half the time now. I figure, I'll listen when I listen with you. And now we're back to the microphone that keeps dropping.
Oh, you're back to that again?
Yeah, I hit it, or somebody hit it, maybe, and so it came down.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people in this room.
But when I put it up like this, I can't really see you. I'm like peeking through the wires. Right. And then I keep looking to the side. I don't know.
That's all right.
Anyway, so yeah, I have a couple that... I have one that I recorded, and I don't know anything about them. I've heard of the group, but I don't know anything about them.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So I recorded it, and I've had that I could... Whoa! That popped an eardrum.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I have another one.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
Hopefully it's just only one.
Only one went bad.
What?
Speak to me.
Talk. Are you talking? Okay. Anyway.
So, yeah, this I brought because I wanted to see if you'd be able to guess who it is.
Okay. Do you think I have an idea? Say this real quick. This is funny that you said this because I went to eat with my wife and we had discussions about guessing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I think the Blob cheats sometimes. And she said, well, you know what you could do. And then she said something, but I don't think that's what she meant. And I thought, that's a great one. So I told her, you know what I can do? I can give him clues. And having nothing to do with what's the clues. And so he'll be guessing, and I'm like, nope. And then I'll just tell you who it is, and you'll go, well, those clues sucked. I go, yeah, they were intended to suck. It was supposed to make you not get it at all.
I don't even know if I could come up with something to throw you off.
Well, throw me off?
Yeah, for guessing. No.
Well, because I was going to say, you gave great clues for the... I was telling her about Little Feet, and I got that one, and I go, I thought that was a group, but I didn't know. And I just got, I guessed. But you would give me the clue about the Beatles. And so I thought, well, maybe it's feet. Like, maybe it could have been little fetus, but I was thinking little feet.
Little Cletus.
Yeah, could have been a little Cletus.
Yeah, you know.
Well, maybe I know it, maybe I won't.
Do you want to hear the first cut?
Sure.
And we can...
We'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay. I mean,
it's a contemporary 1980 release.
1980 release?
Yeah.
You're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. In fact, you probably know exactly who it is.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Okay. He played with the Steve Miller Band.
Okay, that tells me nothing.
There's a clue.
Great clue. He played with the Steve...
Just as soon off you for looking around where I'm
Okay. I have a guess. I have two guesses, but I think... okay. Is the song like Spinning Lights or Running... Is the name of that song we just heard?
No.
It's not JoJo, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is JoJo?
Yeah.
Oh, because I've heard the song.
Okay.
100%. As soon as I played, I'm like, oh, I recognize this. And when he started singing, I know what it is. Okay, my guess? Steely Dan.
No.
Boz Scaggs.
Yes.
Yes! I almost said it the other way. But I thought it was might have been Steely. I didn't know Boz Scaggs played with it.
Yeah, he did. He was on the first three Steve Miller albums.
I didn't know.
He met Steve Miller in school.
Oh.
In 69.
Do you want to hear?
No, 59. Sorry.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I went to lunch today. And
that was funny?
And I was talking to the guy I was at lunch with.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a variety of things. And he said some guy he knew went to go see Boz Scaggs last night. And that's the only reason that name was in my head.
Really?
It was either last night or last week. It was within the last week. Because then I told him, oh, I saw the Temptations. And, you know, but he said, but that's why I said Steely Dan, because I thought it was Steely Dan. But it kind of—I wasn't sure.
Got it. Okay.
But that's the only reason Boz Scaggs was in my head.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, total coincidence. Because
that is pretty funny.
I don't know if I would have got it if he didn't say that.
You'd have probably got it on the last song.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I've heard that song. I've heard that song. I heard that song a lot. Jazzy, a little jazzy.
Yeah, a little jazzy, a little. At the time, it was considered progressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I liked it when it came out. It was kind of slow, kind of mellow. It was kind of mellow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, because, since you've already guessed it, it's funny. This is his ninth studio album.
Really?
And not his most.
Commercially successful?
Commercially successful. His seventh was the most.
Huh.
That produced the songs Lido.
Lido. Oh.
Yep. And what was the other song?
One Last Time. Gonna
get right.
I like that song.
Yeah, me too. I did like that song.
I liked that. It just was catchy.
Yeah. I found it to be, it was upbeat and... You know, had a lot of good instrumentation. He's got a great voice.
Yeah. So as I was listening, you know, I heard a lot of the horns in there.
Yeah.
They were subdued. They weren't overpowering. It sounded good. I enjoyed that. It was
okay. Good. Glad you liked
it. Good song. So
I think everything he produced was actually good stuff.
Right.
Just, you know. It may have been appealing to the masses, but I just know that like Lido is that came out that album. Oh, what Silk Degrees?
I have no clue.
Let me. I know what it is. I know what it is, man.
It is what?
It is. Dang it. It's called Silk Degrees. Was released in 76.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years before this, and on that it came with it's killing me right now. Please stop. Lowdown.
So. I don't even know if I know that.
The Lido Shuffle.
Is that the name of the Lido?
Yeah, Lido Shuffle.
Oh, I would have never guessed that. I thought it was just Lido.
Yeah, me too.
What is Lido?
Beats me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure about that. So, But he plays guitar and lead vocals, and he does backing vocals as well. Oh, wow, look at that. Interesting. So on the Silk Degrees album, Les Dudek played slide guitar on it. Anyway, it's kind of funny. I think the album I got because of the photography, the front and back of the...
What is it? Like a nude chick? Oh.
Technically, it's like this.
Uh-huh.
And then...
I have seen that album cover.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can see why I bought it.
Well, see, I didn't buy albums.
For the artwork on it?
No. Oh, that's a cool artwork. I'm going to buy that album. You know what? I might have done that once on something and then got burned. Never did it again,
yeah.
Well, you know, I almost want to say I did it for Triumph, but I think that I already knew, I'd heard of Triumph, and I picked up on it, and then it turned out it was cool artwork. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think I've ever bought an album for the artwork, unless I bought it at the record club, and I was flipping through, and I needed to get something to complete my purchase. Yeah,
satisfy your agreement, your contractual obligation.
Yeah, and I might have said, oh, you know, I know this group and this cool album looking cover. I might have done that. But off the top of my head, I can't recall doing that at all, bobblehead.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say I could have. But I think in 76, of course, I'm going into high school. So it's all about chickens. So, you know, and this was that kind of music that the girls liked, so.
I guess you guys are in a different part of the state. Boz Scaggs was not on my radar. It wasn't something like everyone's talking, hey, let's listen to Boz Scaggs.
Yeah,
you know, we were.
It was kind of one of those things, you know, that just was in our little area.
Yeah. Oh, well, seriously, we Queen, AC/DC.
Yeah.
The Police, Tom Petty.
Well, you can see where we did, the fastest rodeo in the world happened in our city.
Yeah, well, plus you were also into chicks. I liked looking at them and following them and then not talking to them. No, you talk to them. No, you talk to them. No, you talk to them. Okay. Bye.
Well, see, that's where my issue didn't... I used to think... Well, yeah, I guess I did, but... You know, people ask me, well, how did you... You track the girls, I said, because I didn't want to. You know, I'd see the group of girls, and they'd be like, whatever. Mm. I got things to do. You know, I mean, you know, I was doing all kinds of stuff.
Rodeo clown,
tumbling,
cross-country driver.
I didn't have time for girls, which I think is, you know, it's kind of, that would be kind of, I'd like to maybe go out with him. I wouldn't give him the time of day. Creating more of a...
Chicks dig that. Chicks do not like nice guys.
Yeah.
They want the bad boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, I'm nice. That guy's a dick, and you want to go out with him? You suck.
Well, it wasn't so much that I was a dick. It was more like having a girlfriend and being strapped down to something was not my idea of fun.
I don't like putting a strap on either, but that's... Why are we talking about it?
I've learned to enjoy it.
Nice.
So, you know, it's kind of a... So that's kind of the way I would roll in this... At a point when I was like, you know, yeah, okay, maybe some girls want to be... Because eventually you wind up with them being around you. You can't avoid them. And then eventually you go like, I'd really like to start seeing one.
Like the different parts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, eventually.
So, you know.
Now with this, you were into chick music. I didn't really know what chick music was.
Yeah, well, lucky me.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky you.
I knew what to play.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, you know.
Hey, you want to come over here and listen to Captain Tennille?
Yeah.
Two thumbs up? Yeah. And needless to say, I didn't play a lot of albums for friends.
Oh, see,
It wasn't until later, and then by that time, I didn't need albums to talk to him.
Yeah. It came out real natural at that point, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times that's the case.
But, Anyway.
So I get kind of a laugh out of it, you know, when it takes me back.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, would you like to hear the next song?
Sure would, Boz.
I really liked the fact that you got that.
I told you, I thought it was Steely Dan. And then...
Danger, there's a big time that I care.
That's a nice song.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah, it was a good song.
That was kind of mellow with some good guitar. Yeah, and
nice back.
Nice lyric. Yeah, there. I like that song.
I mean, he was a very, I think, good songwriter. I mean,
kind of. I heard elements of Lito in there. Okay. Some of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like just not more subdued elements of Lito.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's funny too, because this is like 4 years after his like biggest album that he ever,
right,
came out with. And that seventh album that he did was called Silk Degrees. I mentioned that. And he used sessions musicians for that whole album. Mm-hmm. And those guys ended up becoming the band Toto.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of an interesting fact, you know.
Yeah.
He has played with a lot of guys and been, I mean, he's done sessions work himself. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising that he's got a wide influence of, you know, musical intake, you know, and gave him probably a pretty good basis for being able to write and, you know, construct his songs. Because that was a good song. I liked it a lot.
His sound is kind of unique. Like a cross between rock and, no, not folk, but because it's up to the edge of being rock. It's not quite rock,
right? Yeah,
but it's got some elements that make it almost want to be rock, but it's not easy listening. This is where I struggle. I would struggle how to categorize Boz Scaggs.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's not easy listening.
No, it's not. Some of this, I think, one of the songs that we're going to hear is a little bit more mellow.
Well, the two songs so far have been mellow.
Yeah,
they're not. But to me, they're not pop songs either.
True. Yeah.
So I like the sound.
Yeah, he's got a good voice, you know.
And I like the guitar work.
The arrangements are great.
I like the way the songs are structured.
You know, nothing's overpowering. It's just, but it's all clean.
Combined together, it makes it sound good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, glad you like it.
I like that song.
Cool. I'm glad you did.
This is, because I will say that the JoJo, Lito, so I know of Boz Scaggs.
Right.
I've heard songs, I was able to figure out who it was. So I've been aware, but I've never said, I would say it kind of reminds me like Jackson Browne.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're the similar kind of musicians.
Yeah.
And there's some Jackson Browne stuff that I really enjoy.
Yes, there is stuff, yes.
So, and that's, I would put him in the same kind of category. And even Steely Dan, I think, is kind of like, yeah, you know, there. But that's almost, I think, too soft for me. So I never, it was almost a little too mellow.
Right.
And so gotcha. I never got into it.
Okay.
But all those people have plenty of songs that I've heard. And
yes.
And I say, I like that song.
Yeah.
I just never, I never liked it enough to pursue
owning any of it.
Yeah, in fact, yeah. I know I won tickets to see Jackson Browne years ago. And I don't know if I had something to do. I wasn't that, whatever. So I had a friend of mine that I know is into music. And I knew he'd appreciate it. I said, hey, you want these? So I gave him some tickets he went to go see him, and he picked me up a T-shirt, you know, a concert shirt.
Cool.
So that was cool. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I really, there's, like I said, songs that I enjoy, but it doesn't really light a fire under me. So I would lump all those groups into that same little, you know, category, genre.
Yeah, if you know, whatever genre it's considered, I guess.
Yeah, so, I don't know, what it be considered, but I like it. I just never liked it enough to say, hey, I want to I want to listen to it. I want to go get this and listen to it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those kind of a, I don't know, it's like you wouldn't, I mean, you'd like it to be, like if you were listening to stuff, you know, at a party or something, it'd be great, you know, nice background music.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I've listened to, I heard dancing.
Right.
You know, so, and this isn't really dance music.
No, it's
so
not.
They wouldn't play this, but I'd hear it on the radio.
Yes.
I like, you could see some of the stuff I like.
Yes.
And some of the stuff I really like Stray Cats, right, or The Babies, stuff that I'm really, I love this. You can tell it's a little more.
So, yeah.
It's edgier than this for sure, but it's right. Not, I want to never call it edgy, but it's almost got a little pop element, but it's like the Cheap Trick. Where I kept, it's pop, but I know it's not. And you just listening to it, it's not pop.
Right.
So, but I like that harder sound in my, but I consider it more mellow.
I think Cheap Trick and a lot of those bands, I think, at least for me, I think I dub them pop because of the look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see that.
And now that I listen to it, it's like, well, that's not pop music.
Right, and that's, but I agree, because I know I've done that for some of the stuff that I've myself categorized as, I thought of it, but you listen to it, and clearly it's not. And this clearly is clearly not pop.
Yeah, not at all.
But it's not easy listening. It's somewhere, but it's, I enjoy it. I'm listening to it now, like, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Yeah, I have come to enjoy it.
Oh, good.
I listened to it a couple of times before the show, and this is actually really good stuff. So, would you like to hear the next song?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty then.
Oh, Simone, it's all over your face. All sound.
I really liked the song before.
Yeah.
That song was not the best.
Not so much.
I did not like that one at all.
Okay.
It was it was like Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Is that a bad thing?
I was never a Barry Manilow fan.
Well, it was way too... like with the fake orchestra behind him ish.
I was noticing an element of kind of a funk sound in there with that bass slapping.
Okay, great. I don't know what you were listening to. Yeah, that song did not. If you play this, hey, I got this brand new album, and you played that, I would have said, all right. And
I'm now flaccid.
Well, I didn't listen to the album Turgid. Just listen. I've heard that song on the radio. The first one, the second one, huh? That's a good song. And then this one comes on. I'm like, okay, two out of three. You just got two more.
Yeah,
two more songs to go.
Yes.
So it could be Not every song is going to...
It's going to be a chart topper and a liker. You know,
touch my button.
Touch my button.
Yeah, not every song is going to...
Touch me in the way that I like.
Yeah, and that one touched me in a way I disliked.
I like the fact that you're honest about it.
Okay, I've been listening going, I want to do nothing for me. I want to like it. Oh, I wanted to follow up for that song before, so I wanted to like it, and then right away it was just way too.
So I dropped off the cliff.
It's just way too. I don't even know the word to describe.
Poppy.
No, it wasn't pop. Easy listening. That was be easy listening, like Muzak with words. Okay.
Something you hear in the elevator.
Yeah, that is the kind of music you listen to when it is so non-offensive that it's the only thing they can play at the dentist office.
Right.
Excuse me.
I never thought of it like that.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to tell you, I did not like that song.
Okay.
But not to say, so it's more like that song was more like Captain and Tennille.
Okay.
So even though I like Captain and Tennille's stuff, I know what I'm getting. That I don't want that. I'm going to say I don't want that from Boz Scaggs.
Got it. Okay.
So, it's that song. Like I said, it was Barry Manilow-esque.
It was the antithesis to the album.
I don't know. I've heard three out of the... how many songs? 10, 9?
10.
10, so 5 on a side.
Yeah.
So I've heard 3 out of this 5.
Three out of this 5.
And
3 out of 10, so.
So,
okay.
So I mean,
I got you.
I
totally get you.
But I could totally. Okay, so that's purely on listening.
Right.
The construction of the song, it seemed like I don't know what he was going for, but it doesn't have the same catchiness of the previous two songs that are like soft rock, maybe mellow rock.
Yeah.
But they had a little edge. That had no edge at all.
That was dull.
Yes. So and it felt like I was being cut with a knife with no edge. Repeatedly. So nothing's happening except just ripping skin. Not even cutting it. Just like, oh, it's getting stuck.
I'm being bruised.
Yeah. So you probably liked it. I could tell. That was more
can up. You see the way I was dancing?
Yes,
that.
I know.
I was really getting into it.
I was watching. I saw, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
I figured you were drinking before I came over.
Well, I licked a frog.
Or, okay. And got that psychedelic effect from its back.
Yeah, and that's what I was dancing to.
Good job. Well played, senor.
You way to go, man. Good. So, okay, now we know what you think about that song. Would you like to hear the next one, see if it's an improvement or a...
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Your voice anymore. can't have me anytime.
You have a lot of unmitigated gall to say from episode 32, YNT, that all they play is love songs. They have hard rock. That, you, what the hell is wrong with you?
How much time you got?
Oh my gosh. It started, I'm like, I'm watching,
now I'm getting the reaction I wanted.
I'm watching The Princess... No, no, no. Princess Bride's a good movie. I'm watching some Disney movie, and this is the love song between the character and the animal that she's in love with. Dude.
Finally, we're getting there.
Hold on. You said Y&T was love... You need to listen to episode 32 again and say, okay, maybe the lyrics... I know why I've never listened to Boss Keggs. Holy crap. Okay, so I thought the song before was not good. This one is like this theme song from that ice skating movie where The Cutting Edge, where he goes from hockey player to figure skater.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's... Here we are on the star, the cloud is hard. Dude.
Finally we get to
finally, the because the first two songs were decent. And then you just... JoJo, I didn't think was a... I don't know, maybe it's a love song. I wasn't listening to the words close enough. I was just tapping... what the hell? Dude,
finally.
Yeah, the next album I play.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a palate cleanser. Dude, I don't know how many times I can say dude because I feel dirty just talking to you right now. That was so bad. Oh yeah, I played this with the chicks. They dug it. The chicks liked it. So that's what I thought.
They did.
Okay. The chicks dug... Okay, from where I came from, the chicks dug Journey. Chicks dug Journey.
I hung out with older chicks.
Yeah, like your mother's age. When you were like...
Yeah, I was hanging out with a 45-year-old. They liked Boss Skanks. He played mellow, eating everything. This girl, I like it a lot.
Dude, what is... I hope this is the reaction you wanted because I had to pause you from starting the session because I wanted to look up what number Y&T was to tell you, go back and listen to it because you need to check yourself. Wow. Yeah, I saw Y&T a couple months ago and
they didn't do any of this?
No, they played the stuff that from the album I played.
Oh, man.
And I told my brother-in-law, yeah, the Blob didn't like it too much. He called it love songs. And he's looking at me like, what the hell was he listening to? And now I agree. You don't listen. You just make stuff up in your head and then just come up with it. Because that, dude, this is a new low for you.
Is this worse than Mahavishnu?
No. Oh,
okay.
Mahavishnu was just bad on all fronts. This is bad because it's Boss. Okay, you have this Boss Skaggs, and you're telling me how great it is. Yeah, he did this. He did this. He did this. And Lido, blah 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 blah. And then you played. What is the name of this album? Boss Skaggs sings love songs. Boss Skaggs, The lady's friend.
The man in the middle.
Man in the middle?
That's the name of the album.
Or the middle
man.
Man in the middle.
Middle man.
Man in the middle of what? The middle of rock and not rock? Yeah, he's dead in the middle of that. Well, now I'm telling you right now. I told you there are songs that I like from these artists. Those artists, Jackson Browne, Boz Skaggs, Steely Dan. There's songs I like, but I think I know that they have songs like this, and I can't subject myself to that. I can't. Obviously, you can.
I can easily subject you to it.
Yeah. So, that song.
I was actually kind of pissed off. You were like, "Oh, I like that second song. It was really good."
It was good.
And I'm like, "Shit."
It was good. You only had to wait the next song, and then I'm like, listening, going, "There's something about that I don't really like." And then that one came out. Okay, this is easy listening. So you like easy listening. I did not know that.
That's, I didn't say I liked it.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. I liked... Oh, the chicks liked it.
The chicks liked it. So...
Okay. The chicks like this. I like chicks. Hence, I like this. Yeah. I know. I know philosophy 101.
Oh, okay.
So that's... I know exactly...
That's actually symbolic logic.
What? I don't give a... You can give it whatever fake name you want. You can put a bow on your pile of crap and still call it guaranteed, and it's still pile of crap.
Oh, I got there.
Yeah, well, it didn't take long. Like, I guess longer than...
Do you want to hear the last song?
Can't wait. Yes, let's hear it right now.
Okay, here we go. Title track.
Middleman?
Yes. Yeah.
I stared at you the whole time that song was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
I hated that song.
I didn't mind it at all.
Really?
Yeah. The lyrics were kind of goofy.
It wasn't the lyrics. Well, yeah, I'm sorry about that. But
I want a little. It was, little love of the middle.
It didn't sound like the voice fit the song.
I agree, but that was way better than those other two songs.
Okay, so
I had a feeling you didn't like it, especially some of the things she said. But that was more. That song seemed more 80s.
Yeah,
okay. It was kind of catchy sound, rhyming word lyrics. Na 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 na. If you would have looked at me once while that song was playing, you would have started laughing, because I was just like giving you the stink eye.
I caught it in my peripheral. Trust me.
Oh my gosh, that was that. But I didn't. I don't know how you can even, in good conscience, play something. When you say, "Oh, I don't like love songs," and you can't say I don't like it because you have this album and you played it, so you're in the love songs and you just lie.
No, there was a time when I was not in my right mind. That could be now. Leaving him speechless. This is funny. At least from my perspective.
Oh my gosh. He's
looking at me like half his brains fell out.
Yeah. And you can't use that excuse.
I'm not.
I know. You better not.
You see, I'm not.
Yeah. Listening to that.
I got what I wanted out of it.
Yeah. Listening to this.
I was afraid you were going to like it.
Yeah, like I said, our next, I'm going to a staple on my next one. Yeah, because something that I have several albums by this group, and it's just, you'll probably know who it is, and it's just like, yeah. And you'll go, "I don't like this song. It's a love song." Oh, that's a love song too. Yeah.
Well, the next one's going to be Queen, so.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
No, but I do have several albums by them too.
Yeah.
No, that.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I don't even, I can't even give this a grade.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I will. Here's the grade it gets. Incomplete.
I was going to say N-A. Not applicable.
Incomplete. I'm going to give it incomplete. Cause,
okay.
Because I cannot judge it on that side. Because that side was very uneven. Yeah.
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's a challenge.
You know, I just I don't understand. There's another group, another album that I have that I was like, "Oh, I forgot to pull that one out." Plus I have, I think, two other that I have to record that I've already pulled out to record, and there's some group that, again, you probably know who they are. Oh, you know what? I want to play that album. I love that song. There's the first two songs on the first side. Awesome. Just I love them. And you know who it is, but you probably won't get it. So, yeah. This, what I'm saying right now is going to all the listeners. Remember, even numbered choices are mine, except for number 50, and number 69. We swapped those. So 69 is mine. So when you hear that album and you give your great reviews saying, oh, bet, when you give it the, like, 5 white junior mints, we'll know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you, my brother-in-law, I spent the night at his house. And he asked me if I left
something interesting.
I slept in his son's bed, and he walked by me in the morning and asked me if I left a white junior mint in the bed. And my sister saw, Junior, were you eating junior mints in bed? And I said, oh, no.
No,
I don't know what he's talking about. You don't want to know what the white junior mint is, go to episode 69.
Yeah.
Dude, that's leaving a bad taste in my mouth. And it started out so well.
A lot of things turned out that way.
I like the way you played that. You probably didn't even play the songs in the right order.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I feel accomplished.
Someone's day has been made.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't His Eminence's.
Correct, Robert Q.
The blob, on the other hand, feels successful. The
blob, on the other hand, is like stroking his ego right now. Or something.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope you make a mess.
I haven't heard the word dude out of you that much in
a long time.
Yeah.
I hope you make a mess all over your album cover. Because you are like so proud of yourself. He is like the cock of the walk.
I am.
You. Oh.
Just you guys have to understand, man, the look on his face.
Oh yeah. I know what look I have.
No, they can't see it though.
I know, but I'm saying I know what look I have. I can't see my face, but I know what look I have. It's like a
And that means everything to Robert
great
Q.
Great for Robert Q.
Trust
Bob.
Me. Robert Q feels accomplished and satisfied.
Yeah. You know what? Every once in a while, you manage to pick the love songs of the 80s and
shove them right up here.
Yeah, thank you. Do you got anything else? Can we hear the last side?
Stop it.
I hope this is your last show. I'm doing it. I'm trying now. I'm pushing him over the edge.
Oh, I can maintain. Trust me.
Can you?
Yeah.
Hey, wipe the tears away from your laughter. Oh, my.
You know, one of the things when everything just goes right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm experiencing that right now. Yeah. I got nothing else, man. I can't.
Cry, little baby, cry.
Yeah, my eyes been burning for a week. So.
Oh, blame it on that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think I've tortured him enough. Compose yourself, Bob.
Does your arm hurt? From no. Patting yourself on the back?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I got nothing else.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.